This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. In keeping with the net increase in entropy of the universe, this is the 3,000th episode of 60 Second Science. So we'll take a break today from our usual coverage for some brief comic relief. Because everybody loves a blooper reel, here are some highlights from the last 13 and a half years of this podcast.
See, when an animal makes a toxin...
You've probably heard that the world's honeybees have suffered stinging losses lately. That's a big story for us, too. Up to $12 billion in crops rely on the fuzzy flyers for pollination. Of the 2.4 billion, million, jillion, zillion honeybee colonies in the U.S., about 1 million died off this past winter. You've probably heard that the world's honeybees have suffered stinging losses lately. That's a big story for us, too. Up to $12 billion in crap.
Phosphatidylserine, a death knell. You, me, and John Donne. You, me, and John Donne. You, me, and John Donne will probably pick the... Shut the f*** up.
So we'll take a brief bit.
If you'd enjoy a free preview issue of Scientific American, as well as a lovely new gift... I can, you know what? It just says, plus a gift. It's like, I'm giving you a free preview issue... As well as a gift. What's a damn free preview issue? It's a gift.
Instead, scientists have found that these caterpillars upchuck a fluid that's chock full of surfactants, chemicals that make liquids ooze blood.
The teddy bear somehow wound up in a fish and game department trout hatchery pool. Once in the pool, it clogged a drain, and the increasingly stagnant water became depleted of oxygen. Hatchery supervisor Robert Fawcett...
Okay, well, thanks very much, John.
Thanks, John. On behalf of myself and all the boys, I hope we pass the audition.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm John Rennie.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkin.
For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.